Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Hump Day. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Glad you're joining us today. Yes, it is Inauguration Day, as far as I've known and read. Joe Biden is your 46th president of the United States. We'll talk a little bit about that as we go through the show today. Don't forget, Kevin Flesch will be joining me at the 4:30 mark today, so get all of your legal questions ready. Dr. Julie will join me momentarily. Richard Battle will join us at the top of the 4 o'clock hour with some inspirational stories. And Scott Garless, who's normally with us on Thursdays, we're bumping him up a day. He's going to join us this afternoon and talk a little bit about what you can expect in the investment world as well. So, impossible question yesterday was, I'm surprised, Charlie, we didn't get this one. 11% of people have done this while exercising. The answer is rip their pants. I get that. I never have, but I could see how that would be an answer to that question yesterday. So today's impossible question, I will ask Julie this as she joins us here in a little bit as well. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 28% of women, so 28%, about a third of women, said their life would improve if they had an extra hour to do this. And sorry, I should say a little over a quarter of women, not quite a third, halfway in between. 28% women said their life would improve if they had an extra hour to do this. And a hint is food. Charlie, thoughts? First one that comes to my mind is cook. Charlie agrees. Yeah, cook for themselves. Charlie agrees. So 28% said their life would improve if they had an extra hour a day to do this, and it has to do with food. I don't know what else it would be. Prepare more meals. Think more ahead of what you're going to eat. Charlie said eat marshmallows. Oh, can you eat, like? Do you like raw marshmallows, Charlie? Oh, he does. I will, but they're not my favorite. That's not my. If I'm going to have the junkiest junk food snack of all, I'm not eating a marshmallow. I'll go find something else. That's M&M. I'm an M&M guy. If I had my pick of anything to have as a snack and it's, sitting there, I would choose M&M's over peanut M&M's, by the way, over marshmallows all day long. So anyways, answer that on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 28% of women said their life would improve if they had an extra hour to do this. Now, we'll talk to Dr. Julie here in just a moment. As well, we have at the 3:30 mark, Matt Peel. He's been on with us before. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about the resolution angle and how that may get some folks into trouble when they start talking about resolutions as you head into the new year. With Dr. Julie, we'll talk about just your health, how to feel better, some of the things going on at Ascent Health Center. And, with today, and I realize, folks, I'm trying to make this as positive a day as possible because I've had numerous emails and text messages coming in talking about how, Joe Biden is the president. and they're not happy, and it's an awful day. And I, folks, I get it. I understand. And I know some of you think that, you know, I'm just ecstatic or happy some way, somehow Joe Biden is president. I am not, not in the least. Am I particularly happy with the way the past, you know, month, month and a half have gone among all ranks, conservatives included, including what a lot of conservatives have done? No, I'm not. Be the first to admit it. We talk about some of that on the National Crawford Roundtable. You can hear that tonight at 6 o'clock, by the way. So, yeah, lots of things have been disappointing, which, by the way, just real quick, if you're putting your belief system, your validity, I guess you could say, your validation and where you receive that, if you're putting that in others, let me just say this, especially a political figure, i.e. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, somebody the like, if you're putting everything about you into their hands, you will always be disappointed. I'll just tell you that right now. Your life and your value literally has nothing to do with who's president of the United States. I hope that your value and how you look at the world and life in general comes from God Almighty, our Creator, and His Son, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I hope that's where it comes from and nothing else. If you're relying strictly on a political figure to make you feel better, you have things that I can never help you with. And folks, I mean that sincerely. This is Health and Wellness Wednesday. Yes, I'm being upbeat. I'm trying to. Yes, I'm trying to look at things a little more differently than maybe some of you are. But I will tell you right now, I will never get my validation out of somebody in office. I will never get my validation from somebody else that I know. If you can't get your validation from your Lord and Creator, and that's it, nothing else, no one else, then it's a lonely life. It's a life spent chasing for that item, that thing, that validation, if you would. By the way, you'll never find. It doesn't exist outside of Him. I'm just being very honest. This is Health and Wellness Wednesday. I'm explaining it to you as simply as I possibly can. Not going to preach, not going to give you a sermon, but really just a short synopsis is you cannot rely on other men or women to make you feel good. Because you will always, always be disappointed. Charlie, can I get a nod? Am I right there? Folks, and I see that right now in the conservative movement and a lot of the sort of dystopian attitude that a lot of you have. And I guess what I'm going to say is, I guess your faith is in something that mine isn't. And my faith is not in the government of the United States of America. While I love this country, I appreciate this country, I appreciate the fact that I believe God was instrumental in making this country happen. I'm going to fight every single day that I can, tooth and nail, to make sure that it stays a free country like it is. My validation does not come from it. Never will. And I think for us as conservatives, and especially conservative Christians, the more we look at it the way I just said, the better off we will all be, and we will have hope. Because, folks, there is still hope. Bottom line, end of the day, there's hope. And by the way, one more thing. There are far more things in each one of our lives to be concerned about than who's president of the United States. Yes, there's impact there. I get that. Yes, it impacts policy, law, all sorts of things, taxes. I get it, folks. I understand there's an impact to us. Politics is impactful. I get that. I'm not trying to turn a blind eye to it. What I'm trying to get all of you to realize, though, is this. You know, we have friends that are very important to us. We have family that I hope is very important to us. And in a lot of cases, you've got kids or parents or grandparents or grandkids or great-grandkids. And folks, I can go down the list, and there are so many other things in life that far outweigh whether Joe Biden is president or not, that's just what I have to look at. You know, I have family members that have cancer, and you know, we don't know what tomorrow holds in some of those areas. And frankly, in my world, that is far more important than who's president of the United States. How I spend my time, what I do there, you know, what I concentrate on, who I try to build up, what I tried to build into, all those different things to me are far more important than Joe Biden being inaugurated today. Whether I, honestly, do I care? Yes. Is it making or breaking my day? No, there's a lot of folks on Facebook, just like when Donald Trump became elected, you know, they're very happy and ecstatic. Great, good for you. I'm not one of those. Is it a sad day for me? Maybe solemn is a better way to say it. It's a solemn day. It's not a sad day. Tomorrow, the sun will rise again, and the day will start all over, and it'll be that way the next 4 years until someone else takes the helm, whether that's Joe Biden or someone else. That's how this system in our country works. And what I do know is this, Andy and I talked about this some yesterday, you know, you have to buckle down, figure out how we're going to make changes, make that change on a local, on a state, and on a national level. And those that you don't like the way they've worked for you, which, by the way, every elected official works for you. If you don't like that, then make changes. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is up next. You just heard from Michael a moment ago on his show that you hear every week from 2:30 to 3 right here on KLZ 560. But get your estate planning done, get it in order, and call Michael today, 720-394-6887, or call him, or find him, I should say, at klzradio.com.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, those who prepare shall not fear. KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, folks, I know I talk about it a lot, but I mean it. Novus Auto Glass, they not only help you see clearly, they keep you safe at the same time. Something I haven't spoke much about is there is a big difference in who puts your windshield in and or even who fixes the windshield in your car currently. And what I know is this. Yeah, there's always somebody out there you can go save a nickel and save some money on and get that windshield done. Bottom line is, doesn't necessarily mean it's getting done correctly. Novus does it correctly. Your windshield is now a structural part of your car, has been now for many years. So make sure that structure is the way it needs to be, and they do that at Novus. So find a location near you today. It's N-O-V-U-S, rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Take control of the process with Novus Autoglass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops, so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Autoglass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Autoglass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Autoglass now at rushtoreason.com.
All right, Barber's Foods, and as we talk to Dr. Julie in a moment, keep in mind that one of the things we always focus on is knowing where your food comes from. And when it comes to meats, Barber's Foods can do that. They know exactly the farm the particular animal is raised on. They know how it's processed. It basically goes from there to your table. Yeah, they handle it in the meantime, but that's how it works. They know exactly where that animal was and how it makes it to your table. And folks, there's not a lot of places you can shop today and buy meat, poultry, the things that you need to live, the protein, I should say, that you need to live on. You can't do that in a lot of places. You can at Barber's Foods, which to me is highly important. So go to barbersfoods.com. That's Barber's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado source bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Happy hump day, everybody. You made it halfway through the week. Dr. Julie from Ascent Health Center. How are you today, Dr. Julie?
Good. How are you? It is halfway through, and what a big day.
Yeah, it's a big day. We're going to talk about that a little bit with you, because I think this is going to have an impact upon folks not only listening, but even folks that some of our listeners know. We want to get them to you before it's all said and done. But the question of the day, I know Charlie clued you in. 28% of women say their life would improve if they had an extra hour to do this, and it involves food. Charlie and I said cooking. What's your thought?
And it involves food.
It involves
maybe
food.
Maybe grocery shopping?
Yeah, you know, my thought too was, you know, prepping, you know, being able to spend a little extra time knowing what you're going to do, which, by the way, dovetails right into, you know, our conversation with you on a regular basis. So I think that's not a bad answer.
You know, what about just eating?
Oh,
I mean, I feel like
true.
I eat, but I just kind of shove it down and get it done.
True.
And maybe if I had an extra hour to eat,
true.
I could, like, enjoy myself. I could enjoy my food a little more.
Great point. Which, by the way, has a lot to do with our health, doesn't it?
Right. Just enjoying the process. It's so hard to enjoy process right now when we feel like, what in the world is the process?
Right. Well, and I'm glad you're dovetailing right into what I want to talk about. Given today, and I opened up and said this, that, hey, you know what? First of all, I don't get my validation in life out of who's president. But, you know, Dr. Julie, a lot of folks are going to be upset. They're going to be distraught. I can already see it all over Facebook. You know, people just don't know what to do. They think the world is going to end. I know it's not going to end, but it will be different. And, you know, things change. That's the way life is. You know, different things happen, and we just have to learn how to deal with the different challenges that come our way. And by the way, I think that's where you come into play, because I think a lot of folks get this idea that they've got to go this journey through, you know, life and their health alone. And what I want folks to realize is they can go to Ascent Health Center, and you can help them with that journey. And by the way, Dr. Julie, it doesn't have to be that they've got a problem. It could just be they want to stay healthy and where they're at, and you can help them do that too, right?
Right. And it's just, sometimes it's just having a person to just bounce ideas off of, or thoughts, or bad days, or things that are going on, and just say, hey, this, I'm doing this and I'm sticking to it, but it doesn't feel quite right, or it feels overwhelming. What's my next move? Just kind of having somebody to bounce it off of,
right,
I think is better.
Right. No, I think that's, I mean, again, we always use the, you know, the car analogy, but I look at this the same way. I mean, somebody that has a really great running car, if you want to keep it that way, you still go to the auto shop, Dr. Julie, and you get maintenance done and you get other things done. And sometimes you might want to do a little upgrade here, an upgrade there. And the reality is you don't not do the things necessary to keep that great car you have, even the brand new car you have, maintained. And the fact of the matter is, it's quite the opposite. If you want to keep it in top running order, you take care of it. You make sure that all of its needs are met. You spend some money on it, if you would. And at the end of the day, you have a car that lasts a lot longer than you would otherwise. Our bodies are no different.
I just love the car analogy, car and dentist, because it just makes the most sense. You never see the value of a dentist until you aren't going. And
right.
You never see that you're falling apart until it does.
Right.
And so you have to maintain it. And it's the same way with your body. I mean, sure, we get stomach aches or we feel bad, but by the time you have a symptom, you've had a problem
right
for a pretty long time. Because the last thing the body does is give you a symptom. It tries to heal itself, and it tries to figure itself out on its own. It tries to go through the process of rest and restore. And by the time you have a symptom, you've been dysregulated or dysfunctioning for a good chunk of time.
You know, that's a great point, and something that, honestly, Dr. Julie, we haven't talked probably enough about with you on, you know, this program. And again, we want to get people to see you. That's the whole idea of doing this, where you can actually help them, monitor them, and help them feel better. But that's something we've never really talked about. And you're right. It's like a car. Once the symptom finally shows up, the problem's been there underlying for who knows how long in some cases.
Right.
The symptom finally just pops up and says, oh, hey, I'm here, by the way.
Time to take care of me. I've done what I can, and now I'm really in trouble.
Right. And yeah, you know what? I'm glad you said that, because I think some of us think, oh, I feel great. I don't need Dr. Julie. I feel fabulous today. Well, first of all, you may not feel as great as you think you do, because as time goes by, sort of like Novus Auto Glass in the windshield, Dr. Julie, you know, those pits in the windshield just come slowly day after day after day after day, to the point we don't even realize we're looking through a clouded, pitted up windshield until a brand new one gets installed. My point is, we don't even know sometimes we're feeling bad because we don't know what it's like to feel good.
Right, exactly. You don't know until you change the windshield one. Is great. I mean, I just had them do my windshield, and I went from thinking I needed glasses to being able to see
my word. But our bodies, you know, our health, Dr. Julie, is not, it really isn't much different than that. I know I use the car, you know, metaphor a lot, because to me, I'm a car guy and it just fits, but it's the same way with our bodies. By the time, you know, you want to go pop a Tylenol, or you got to go see the doctor because you've got a sinus infection or whatever the case may be, that stuff's been there working for a while. It didn't just show up.
Correct. That has, and so one thing we wanted to talk about is just analysis. And so it's having the appropriate tools to do analysis. And I know we've talked a lot about our brain scan and the opportunity to come in, use our brain scan, give it a try, because it's a very relaxing tool, our BrainTap device. And we have something called a Fit 3D, which gives you, you know, what's your lean muscle mass? What's your adipose tissue? Where are you on the scale of being fit and healthy, and how much work do you need to do to get to where just average America is?
Right.
Not optimal America. You know, it's,
yeah, well, and I want to stop you real quick, Dr. Julie, because here's something else that I'm not sure in this country we even realize, and I don't know what the percentage is. You may know this more than I. But in America, how many people actually really feel good every single day? Because of, you know, we have, you know, definitely environmental issues in this country, i.e. lots of sugar, lots of processed foods, lots of things that a lot of us probably shouldn't be eating. So question I have for you is, how many of us really feel good every day?
I think that's a great question. We use kind of an inventory, like a health questionnaire inventory that patients can do, to say, here's where I'm at, here's where I want to be, this is my baseline, and this is what we're going to work towards over the next 12 to 18 months of working together. And it's interesting that you mentioned those toxins, because our whole goal this year is to really focus on the toxins that are in the environment and what that's doing to individuals' health, sleep, focus, brain fog, confusion, sometimes weight loss. And so we've really taken a road, Dr. Brian and I, on looking at those toxins in the body and saying, hey, we need to get these out before we can really start to repair and reset the body.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the brain scan. First of all, it sounds really like almost science fiction-y, where, you know, am I entering into some chamber, some tube? You know, how is this working? What's it look like? How does it feel? Is it scary? Is it not? Talk to us about that.
So we have a whole fitness body scan that we use, and all you literally do is it will take a measurement of every part of your body, arms, waist, neck, calves, so that you really get a good perspective of where you're starting, and it literally is just beams of light. So it's very it's not as scary and hi-fi as it sounds.
Okay.
But then the brain tap really allows the patient to just sit in an environment, zone out on something called binaural beats, relax, and reset. But it's been extremely beneficial in these last 6 months with just feeling like, where do I start so that I can start to feel better? Because it feels overwhelming with your kids at home. But then that has to be done. Or it feels overwhelming getting them to school and making sure they're protected and safe. Right. But that has to be done. What do you cook? I mean, the whole schedule of life has been disrupted.
Right.
And you just want to provide kind of a routine or a schedule or a way to get back in sync with whatever your environment is. Kids, work, school, cooking, all of those things. The whole routine just doesn't have any sense of direction. And I think that's how we've been feeling for the last kind of since this COVID hit. And so we just want to set a program that provides a sense of direction.
Okay.
So you feel like I'm taking steps forward, at least towards a goal of getting better sleep or
Makes
losing
sense.
Weight or getting rid of toxins or whatever it would happen to be.
Makes sense. All right. What's the cost? How do they get that done?
So the cost to come in and do the Fit 3D scan is just $25, and
okay.
anybody can come in. They can't be a patient. The cost to do the brain tap for anybody coming from the radio show is free, and they
Nada.
Can do them at the same
okay.
time.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
And we, yeah, in sets of five, and literally they can come all five times. And just, I mean, most important, of course, it's important for us to make sure that we're utilizing our resources correctly, but also to provide an opportunity for a community to have a place to go to feel like they can heal. And providing things like this for free is
that's big time.
That we can help our community.
That's big time. No, that's awesome. And number one, I appreciate that. So all of you listening, please, this is free. Really no cost at all. The body scan, $25, that's also a great deal to really give you a baseline of what you need to do and where you need to go. And it's great. Dr. Julie, thank you so much for doing that. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I know there's a lot of folks out there, as I said earlier, that will be struggling with some of what's going on. This is a great way for them to really sort of find some calm, find that baseline, do a reset, and guess what? We'll be okay. Life will go on.
Yes. Yes. Agree.
All right.
Absolutely.
How do they get a hold of you? What do they do?
303-668-2230.
All right. Say that one more time.
303-668-2230.
Perfect. All right, folks. I would appreciate it. And by the way, make sure you tell him you're from the radio show. You become part of the family when you do that. We'll talk more. Dr. Julie, thank you. This is fabulous. And I look forward to seeing you here in a few weeks. I need to get some of that done myself. So we'll be in touch.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Talk to you soon. Dr. Julie Marchio, that is Ascent Health Center. The website, by the way, ascenthealthcenter.com.
Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center has dedicated her life to helping you feel well because your health impacts every other area of your life. Think about what matters most to you, the goals you want to achieve tomorrow, next year, in the next 10 years. It will be harder to achieve those goals if you don't feel well. You won't be as effective at home or at work unless your body has the energy and vitality it needs. Dr. Julie of Ascent Health Center wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. And she believes that you will be more effective at the things that matter to you when you feel well. That's why it's so important to take care of your health. And that's why Dr. Julie has developed an actionable plan to help you feel well. All you need is a willingness to change. Set up a consultation. Tell Dr. Julie you're ready to make a change, and she will handle the rest. Find Ascent Health Center in Denver and Inglewood now at rushtoreason.com.
All right, Gino's Auto Service. And if you need some work on your car, keep it in great health, as we just talked about a moment ago with Dr. Julie, on your body, your car needs to be taken care of as well, and Gino's Auto Service can do that for you. In Littleton, great place to go. They've been there for 37 years. almost 38 years now. Again, GinosAutoservice.com. It's Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Gino's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Gino's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Gino's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Gino's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
Small businesses, mom-and-pop operations, are the backbone of America's economy. Property rights and the opportunity to provide a product or a service that others are willing to trade their hard-earned dollars for has empowered everyday people to build wealth, thrive, and prosper. What may we expect under a Biden-Harris administration? Kim Munson here. Thursday, Hal Van Herkey, owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, will be in studio to share his perspective. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, as we talk health and wellness on this Wednesday. Matt Peel joining us. Welcome back, Matt. I appreciate you joining us. And you are a certified exercise specialist and author of The Athlete in the Game of Life, Stretch, Strengthen, Live, and Thrive. Again, thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Glad to be back.
New year, as just one of those things. People make resolutions at the beginning of the year, typically, and end of January, middle of February, maybe. Usually, those resolutions have probably gone by the wayside. Talk to us about those resolutions and what we can do as an alternative to them.
I think it starts with the expectations that people have, and being real with yourself. Weight loss is probably the biggest resolution that's out there. You know, I want to lose 30 pounds or 20 pounds or 40 pounds. But if I don't do it by January 7th, then the hell with it. Mm-hmm. I'm quitting. I'm done until next year.
Good point.
Didn't put on 30 pounds in 7 days, you're not going to take it off in 7 days.
No, and I think, great point. And I think folks need to put realistic goals. And for everybody listening, when it comes to weight loss, a couple pounds a week is a healthy place, Matt. You probably know that. I mean, I know that. I've done it. So, a couple of pounds a week, there's nothing outlandish about that. You're not starving yourself. If you do it correctly, get on the right program, get some help, whatever that happens to be. We've got a great nutritionist that we just talked to a moment ago that folks listening, Dr. Julie can help you with those things. But, Matt, a couple of pounds a week, and to me, that would be the goal to set, would be how do I do that week after week?
That's absolutely correct. And a lot of people want to do other goals, but that's kind of the easiest one to talk about because that seems to be the most popular. And you're right. Everybody that I have worked with, if we don't want to talk about specifically on weight loss, they might have lost 8 pounds that first week because they quit drinking soft drinks.
Right.
Maybe cut the beer out. Every
water
night.
Weight, what have you, the detox.
Yeah. And then it gets down. It no fail, 100% of time guaranteed. It averages out to about 2 to 3 pounds a week over the long run.
Yep. And by the way, that's if you think about that over the course of a, month, that's 8 pounds, a little over 8 pounds in a month, about 8.5, 9 pounds a month, Matt. So you do that 3 months, there's your 30 pounds.
There's your 30 pounds, exactly. Unfortunately, we think it's like Googling something, though. As soon as I click on the button there, hey, that 30 pounds should be gone. But it's not.
If only we could do that, you and I would be gazillionaires.
We would. It's like when we talk about those SMART goals, right? Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time. You got to put that in there.
That's right.
And even if someone wants to get a little bit stronger and say you want to increase your bench press, that's, honest to God, that's even longer to get that up than it is to drop weight.
Well, very, very
so
true. No, like I'm glad you said
week,
that. Boy, that is so true. I think people get some of that backwards and think, hey, I could go work out and I can, you know, I can keep adding, you know, sliding weights on each week. The reality is it's easier to take those 2 pounds off than it is to slide that next weight on.
Oh, absolutely. You know, for someone who wants to bench press, say, from 225 to, we'll go that same 30 pounds, to 255, you're talking 16 weeks or actually more than that to even get a 10% increase in your bench press. And,
wow,
and that's massive.
Yeah, that's a lot. No, good point. I'm glad you said that because I think, again, we are United States of American citizens. We've grown up in the greatest country in the world where instant gratification is at an all-time high, Matt. And to your point a moment ago, we all think we can click a button and just be there.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. And the other thing we want to do when talking about resolutions, how do we stick to it, is you got to enjoy it. Hmm. You got to have a little bit of fun in what you're going for.
True.
Because more people will stick to it if there's happiness and enjoyment and pleasure than there is deprivation.
True. And boy, when it comes to the dieting end of things, I think the biggest reason folks don't do the diet, you know, program, if you would, is because of what you just said. They look at it as drudgery where, and I'm not saying it's always fun and games, Matt, there's discipline involved in it. I understand that as well as anyone, but let's face it, you do have to change it up, make it fun, or you won't do it.
Correct. And that's why this little campaign that I have called Rejecting the Resolutions talks about that. Because if we change our mindset, resolutions brings one thing into mind, you know, big goals, big mountains I have to cross. When it's really just, it's a little speed bump on a weekly basis, that if you can get over that little speed bump, then you climb that mountain, you know, at the end of the day. But
right,
you got to start with that speed bump. And that's where the pleasure comes in, of doing something you enjoy and making just like the small change. I'm sure your RD that you talked about before, you know, you don't have to redo your entire diet. Maybe just go from, if you're buying whole milk, maybe buy 2%. You know, that's a drop in calories right there.
Right.
It's those little things that add up at the end of the week and the end of the month.
Yeah, and as far as just my suggestion to folks, even when it comes to the fun, if you would, when it comes to whether it be weight loss or getting better in shape and so on, Matt, is to, you know, find that item maybe buried in your closet you haven't been able to wear for quite some time and continue to work towards that. And I'm one where, you know, periodically you try that item on and you start to see some gains on it. And, hey, there's a little bit of a success. And that's a little bit of a, to me anyways, that's a little bit of a joyous experience. And as you get closer and closer and finally to the point where you can wear that item again, it's like, wow, okay, I don't necessarily even care what the scale says. If I can wear that item, I'm in good shape.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point, John, and I encourage that with clients too. Don't get locked into that number. You know, have that shirt that you want to wear, those pants, or if you haven't worn them in 15 years, maybe they're a little out of style, so go buy yourself something new in that size that you know that you were in not too long ago that you can achieve. You know, I'm in my mid-40s, so maybe for someone to say, or around that age, I'm going to be the same waist size I was when I was 16. Whoa, dude.
Yeah, you know, probably not going to happen, Matt.
Probably not going to happen.
No, and, you know, I'm glad you said that because I do think there's this misconception. And I think, Matt, sometimes it even comes from the medical community as well because, you know, you look at BMI of somebody, and I know for one, I'll look at my BMI and I'm like, holy cow, I haven't ever, I don't think in my entire life since I maybe was in junior high, weighed what my actual quote unquote, you know, BMI should. So to look at that and think, wait a minute, I got to get back down and weigh 140. My own personal self, I haven't weighed 140 since I was probably in eighth grade.
Right. Same thing. I'm about the same height. And if I weighed 140 like I did when I was a senior, I'd look emaciated. Like, dude,
right.
You need to eat something. So let's get rid of that BMI. I always like to say body fat or, again, your clothes. How do your clothes fit you?
Right.
You know, and your body fat percentage is more accurate because a person who's 150 pounds and 30% body fat looks a lot different than someone who's 15% body fat,
right,
but they're still 150.
Right. Well said. Well said. The other thing about that, too, that I think is also, how do you feel? I know for me, Matt, I can get my weight way down. I mean, literally, I can get all the way down into about the 170s if I really push it, work really hard. But the reality is, and even though my BMI says that's where I'm supposed to be, I don't feel that great when I get down to that point. So for me, it's not only, you know, how do the clothes fit? How do you move? You know, what's your maneuverability and all that like? How do you feel? But at the end of the day, how healthy do you feel at that same time?
Yes. We have a barometer, kind of internal barometer on how we feel. You know, pants are getting a little tight, and then maybe you go the opposite way, as you're just saying, John, and I'm looking a little gaunt in the face.
Right.
And so you kind of float in that range. Now, if you're way over that range, obviously that's one story.
Of course.
We got to bust through that thermostat. But once you find that, you kind of just stay in that healthy range and enjoy your life. That's what it's about.
Matt, as a society, we've sort of gotten caught up. I think it's a trap, if you would. We've gotten, you know, kind of caught up in this, you know, scale trap, I guess you could say, where, you know, if I don't weigh X, well, then I'm just not healthy or I'm not where I should to be. And I think folks forget, too, that as we age, and I know for me personally, as you age, you know, man, keeping that weight way, way down gets harder and harder the older you get. And yet you still want to enjoy life. You still want to eat things that you enjoy. You still want to have fun. You still want to feel good. And, you know, to your point a moment ago, finding that, I guess, balance is the right word. That's the key. But that's where a lot of folks need help.
They do. And there was a study done in Sweden, about 1,600 people. I read it on NPR. It talked about who kind of sticks with these things the most. And the people that had the most success were actually a little bit more vague, 55%, were a little bit more vague in their resolutions. They didn't say, I had to lose this by X date, or I had to put this on, or run these many miles in so many days a week. They were a little bit more vague. And surprisingly, the people that had a little bit less of specific on top of your support, or what we think of support, they also had more success.
Interesting. Interesting. Good to know. And this is going to be a challenging year for a lot of folks. Every time there's a change like we've had in the country, Matt, it doesn't really matter which side of the political aisle you sit on. Change is change, and some people embrace it, love it. Other people hate it. It can affect people's attitudes, their mindset, how they look even at food and eating. And some people are stress eaters. Others don't eat at all when they're stressed. Again, every one of us is different. And to your point earlier, to set the proper goals so we're not just doing resolutions, it really is key.
Yes. How can I say sustain this on a weekly basis, that what we talked about, you know, a little bit of pleasure, a little bit of enjoyment changes? And, you know, eating healthy, for example, doesn't have to taste like cardboard and eating tree bark.
Right.
You know, there are things that are enjoyable. Put lots of dry seasoning on there. Just don't soak it in mayo.
Right. Great point.
You know, those are options that you can do that taste good. And if you don't like Brussels sprouts, as I say, well, then, hell, don't eat Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, find something else you like.
Find something that you enjoy.
That's right. Good point. Well said. Matt, how do folks find you?
They can go to my website, John, at mattpeale, that's P-E-A-L-E.com. You can like my Facebook page, Athlete in the Game of Life, or hit me up on Twitter, Matt Peale.
Perfect. Matt, I appreciate it. We'll have you back. I really appreciate talking to you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
You bet. Take care. And again, folks, everything Matt said, spot on. Can't really add much to what he said. Resolutions don't work. Smart goals do. And by the way, when it comes to a lot of these things, and I'll give Dr. Julie another plug here, she is really good at a lot of the things that Matt just said. So if you've struggled with, you know, feeling better, losing weight, you know, getting some of those things done, setting those smart goals, that's where Dr. Julie comes in. And again, she's got all the technology to help you get to that place that Matt and I just talked about, where you know you feel good and your body's right tuned in where it needs to be. That's where folks like Dr. Julie come into play and make things happen. So again, find her at Ascent Health Center, and it's easy. The website, ascenthealthcenter.com. But folks, I want you to feel good. It's going to be, you know, for a lot of us, some trying times ahead of us, and you can go through those times much easier if you feel better than when you don't. So It's that simple. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. Make sure your vehicle is in top running order. And don't forget Cooper Tires at Cost. They've got a great deal, by the way, on some prepaid services you can buy that really lower the price of taking care of your car or some others in the family as well, because that can be shared. 303-841-1071 is the phone number or klzradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial is next, and Al Smith would love to help you out with all of your financial needs. As we look to the future, where do you need to be? How do you get there? How do you stay there? That's where Al comes into play. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Owning a relatively high-value home does not make you immune to cash flow problems. It's more expensive to maintain and insure. Property taxes seem to go up every year. And of course, you may have a sizable mortgage payment to make every month. You don't want to sell, but you wish you had a little more margin in your budget. As long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, a reverse mortgage with KLZ's Bruce Simmons could give you the financial cushion you need. Thanks to recent changes by the Federal Housing Administration, you may be able to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, setting you up comfortably for as long as you live in the home. Starting in January of 2021, homeowners 62 years and older with higher value homes may tap into a larger portion of their equity, giving them a better chance of qualifying for the loan. Get in touch with Colorado's first certified reverse mortgage specialist now at klzradio.com/reverse.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
You might want a list of the accomplishments in the 4 years of the Trump presidency. When you get bombarded with crazies who are going to tell you that the Trump presidency was a disaster, it was not. It was a monumentally impressive 4 years that accomplished things that we couldn't even dream possible.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
All right, we're back, and I realize this is Health and Wellness Wednesday, and sort of ties into health and wellness. It's amazing. Our state of Colorado finally shutting the never-used Colorado Convention Center down as the COVID emergency hospital. Amazing that on inauguration day of the next president of the United States, Joe Biden, we somehow no longer need the convention center as an emergency hospital. So a lot of this, by the way, folks, myself have sort of predicted leading up to this. And I know right now Joe Biden's talking about this 100-day, you know, mask on federal property and so on and so forth. But trust me when I say this. You will begin to hear more about vaccinations less about the spread of COVID in the coming months. Business will open back up because this was a tool used by Democrats to win an election. And I'm not wrong in that, folks. Just watch what happens moving forward. I will be shocked if what I just said does not happen, because we really predicted it all along that once we got to the election, COVID would somehow just magically not disappear, but the stressing over COVID from the governmental point of view would start to change, and leaders would not be as concerned about it. I predict businesses will start to reopen. Capacity will be added. The need to use this as a weapon to win an election is now done. So off they go. Now, I will tell you also that I believe the timing of this convention center shutdown had to do with today, because the numbers that we've been showing for COVID in Colorado, hospitalizations and deaths, they could have shut this thing down 3-4 months ago. Actually, we never got to a point where we needed it in the first place. It was a lot of overreaction and hype and money wasted. Nothing we can do about it now. But it was never needed. But this thing could have been shut down before Election Day. But, of course, Polis wanted to milk this thing for everything it was worth, and he did. But it's funny, even in Colorado, we've heard less about COVID in the last few weeks than we ever have. Why? Because look what happened today, folks. This is exactly what we predicted. Exactly what we predicted. No different. Which, again, to me, proves COVID has been nothing more than a political tool. Yes, people have died. I get that. Some 400,000. Although, if you look at the actual total death numbers in the country, they're really no higher this year than they've been in previous years. And time will tell if we handled this correctly or not. And I will tell you right now, it's going to come down that we did not. Lots of mistakes have been made on this. But in a way, they were mistakes made on purpose so that an election would be won by the Democrats. That's my belief. I will not waver from that, because that's exactly what has happened. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Purefoy Chevrolet is coming up next. And again, if you're in the market for a new or used car, want to make a change, you need something different in your world, they can help you with whatever that happens to be on the new side or used side. Of course, new is Chevrolet, but used is everything. You know, we do a lot of car reviews and things like that here. In a lot of cases, those cars we reviewed over the years could very well be the same car sitting on the lot at Purefoy Chevrolet. So if you need a car or truck, new or used, they've got you taken care of. Find them in Fort Lupton. It's purefoychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purefoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purefoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purefoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. And the same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, that about does it for this first hour. And don't forget, tonight at 6 o'clock, it's the National Crawford Roundtable. Richard Battle will be joining us here in a few minutes here at the top of the hour. We'll talk about, you know, how do we respond to some of these challenges that are now in front of us. And, of course, Richard is the author of Navigating Life's Journey, Common Sense in Uncommon Times, which is very appropriate to where we are today. Scott Garlis from Stansberry Research will join us right after that, and then Kevin Flesch at 4:30 will be with us the rest of the show. We'll talk everything from gun rights, homeowners' rights, where are we headed, what can you do, all these different things that I know a lot of you will have questions on, given the climate we're now in. We'll have Kevin at 4:30, so get those legal questions ready. Otherwise, Hour 2 is next. We'll be right back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.